Proverbs 12:27 says, "The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious." I have to say again that what I read in a number of commentaries on this passage, like numerous others along the way regarding these proverbs, was pretty ridiculous. Evidently, the idea of a slothful man being too lazy to roast what he took in hunting was just too unbelievable to these commentators, so they decided to change the word slothful to the word deceitful, and then proceed in butchering the text. But I don't find it hard to believe God's word, and I don't have trouble believing God's word when I see it happen right before my very eyes. My first experience with the truth of this proverb was at the house of my friend before I was saved, and we had brought some fast food home, and we sat down in the family room to eat and watch TV, and I kept smelling something really bad. And my buddy looked at me with a strange look, and I said, "Do you smell that?" He said, "Yes, it smells like something died in here." So we walked around and we checked the trash cans and the corners and everything, and couldn't find it. But then he opened up the door to the garage. My buddy's mother had a live-in boyfriend, and he had shot a deer and hung it up in the garage where it needed to be dressed. That's a nice way of saying slaughtered into portions to store for future eating. But this guy decided that all that could wait, and he could do some drinking and laying around. And he'd done that for at least a couple of days. And now, at that time, by that time, the deer was rotting in the garage and smelling up the whole neighborhood. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting. And you'd better believe it. And the contrast makes this clear, as it then goes on to say, "But the substance of a diligent man is precious." A clear contrast between the slothful man who lets his substance go bad from neglect versus the diligent man who appreciates and treasures his substance. You see, the difference between the slothful and the diligent is not just that the slothful is lazy and the diligent is a hard worker, but it's also a matter of gratitude and respect. The slothful man is not only lazy, but he's ungrateful. Even when you give such a man a handout, you won't get much gratitude for it. And this attitude worsens as we approach the last days, as Paul gives us God's prophecy in 2 Timothy 3:1 and 2. "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves." And among the traits mentioned, Paul says men will increasingly become unthankful and unholy. And these people will be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. If you're not seeing such attitude increasing in these last days, then you're simply not looking. This is everywhere you look these days, it seems. And these lazy, ungrateful people are also disrespectful. Not only are they covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, but they are also without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded. They're a bunch of lazy, ungrateful, disrespectful bums. And that describes a growing portion of our population here in the United States of America, and I assume most likely around the world. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. As born-again, Bible-believing followers of Jesus Christ, we should be hardworking, thankful, and respectful. As Paul said, closing his epistle to the church at Colossae in Colossians chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, "And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." You see there that the peace of God is connected with the condition of your heart being thankful. So don't be a sloth. Be a diligent man of God, and don't stink up the neighborhood.